and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, Sir Keir Starmer's confirmed the UK was aware of US-Iran talks, which Donald Trump's described as strong and productive. The US president's postponed strikes on Iranian power plants and suggested Tehran may give up plans for a nuclear weapons programme. Iran's media is denying the talks. While it's been confirmed, HMS Dragon has arrived in the eastern Mediterranean. The Prime Minister says he recognises the UK must go further on defence spending.
Overcommitment, underfunding, nothing done on time, all of that I've said I want the slate wipe clear. I'm not going on like that anymore. So the plan we're coming up with deals with, yes, the strategic plan, but I'm also clearing up the mess that I've inherited.
Meanwhile, diesel prices have hit a three-year high. Data from the RAC suggests it's roughly 29 pence a litre more now than at the end of February. It means the Middle East war has made it around £16 more expensive to fill up an average-sized car. In other news, there were cheers in Belfast Crown Court when a jury found a 36-year-old man guilty of murdering his pregnant partner. Natalie McNally was stabbed at home in County Armagh in 2022. The chief rabbi is calling the setting fire of four Jewish ambulances in North London an attack on Britain. No one was injured in Golders Green and no one's been arrested yet. Shouts of stop could be heard from the control tower at New York's LaGuardia Airport before a passenger plane hit a fire truck, killing two pilots. The nose of the Air Canada aircraft seemed crushed on the runway. Around 40 passengers and crew were taken to hospital, some with serious injuries, though most have since been allowed home. The airport's reopening. And finally, Tottenham have offered condolences to interim head coach Igor Tudor after the death of his father. He didn't take post-match media duties following the 3-0 defeat to Nottingham Forest for personal reasons. That's the latest. I'm Chris Milligan.
Classic hits from the 70s.
It's the 70s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
Well, we had some great tunes there on the Gold Kite, but now we're in the 70s for the next 2 hours.
Oh,
Kite Radio. Real local radio.
'70s Rewind. Guess what? We're going to play 70s hits for the next 2 hours. Hope you've had a great day today. Weather's been a little bit up and down, hasn't it? And what a way to start the show. Couple of great tracks. The track we just heard was The Commodores and Easy. I always try and take it easy these days if I can. And before that, Thelma Houston and her version of Don't Leave Me This Way. Harold Melvin had a version out at the same time as well. And I think they both did reasonably well, but I sort of can't help but thinking if there'd only been the one version, it would have been a huge hit. But there you go. And we've got so much to fit in. Let me press on. Up next, I've got a cover version of a Neil Sedaka song. And it was done totally differently to the original.
hits.
The 70s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
A good bad Joe, he gotta go, me oh my. He gotta go, pull the pirogue down the bayou. Here's Yvonne, the sweetest one, me oh my.
Pleasant tune from the Carpenters, as you would expect them to do. It missed out in the top 10 though, got to number 12, Jambalaya on the Bayou in brackets, and that entered the charts in March 1974. And before that we heard Eruption and their second hit, which got to number 9, A One-Way Ticket in 1979, and of course originally done by Neil Sedaka way back in the very early 60s. I think he wrote it as well. And Eruption did have another hit with a cover version as well. They had a number 5 with their debut hit, I Can't Stand the Rain, in 1978. I think we're going to get a little bit of that this week, aren't we, Rain? I guess the gardeners and the like will like it. Time for a quick break. After the break, we've got a message.
Red Kite Radio.
Kingsley Furniture and Interiors make beautiful bespoke kitchens and furniture for your home. We're a very friendly and creative team and will work with you to devise and deliver the perfect design for your living space. We genuinely want you to have the home of your dreams, whatever your budget. So come and meet us and then see your furniture being handcrafted in our Kingsley workshop. Visit kingsleyfurniture.co.uk or call our friendly team on 01844 290 899.
Looking for the kitchen of your dreams? Visit Ridgeway Interiors. From sleek German kitchens to timeless shaker and in-frame designs, even fully handmade bespoke kitchens tailored to your style and budget.
They take care of everything, from design to installation and even the building work. With impeccable customer service and glowing reviews, Ridgeway Interiors is the name you can trust across Oxfordshire and Buckinghamshire. Whether you want a modern masterpiece or a classic design, they've got it all.
Visit ridgewayinteriors.co.uk. Quality kitchens at a price you'll love. Fully managed from start to finish.
Tame Country Fair is where the countryside comes to life. Easter Sunday the 5th and Monday the 6th of April, experience the opening round of the UK Horseboarding Championships. The Stanage International Stunt Team add motorbike skills and spills to the arena. Plus, have a go at traditional country sports. Enjoy lurcher racing, gun dog scurries and a fun dog show. There's more than ever to see, do, try and buy, with two arenas full of demonstrations and displays, live music, crafts, food halls and shopping arcades. The Tame Country Fair, Kingsey Road, Tame, OX93JL. Visit livingheritagecountryshows.com.
For Tame, Haddenham and Ford.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you.
classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Towersey.
This is your Red Kite Radio.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Give me that thing.
Nice little bit of nonsense there from the Pipkins. Gimme that ding. It got to number six, believe it or not. And it was their only hit as the Pipkins. And 1970 for that one, entered the charts in March. And of course, the Pipkins were some very well-known songwriters. And they just decided to do that. And interesting. And before that, we had the Police and their Message in a Bottle from 1979. It was their third hit and their first number one. And they followed it up with another number one, Walking on the Moon, in 1979. I think I saw something on the news about somebody wanting to set up a mobile phone site on the moon. That'd be quite handy if you're an alien or something like that, wasn't it? You can phone home. Ideal for ET, no doubt.
Kite Radio.
That was a hit in 1971, reaching number 4, and it would get reissued in 1975 and make number 36. And before that, the Isley Brothers, their first hit of the 70s decade, having been previously with the Tamla Motown label. I think they changed to Epic, wasn't it? And that was their first hit on the new label, and it got to number 14, That Lady from 1973. Have we ever found out who that lady actually was?
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Oh, life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, Papa called me to his dying bed, put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on your son to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you. Days later, Papa passed away, and I became a man that day. So I told Mama I was gonna quit school, but she said that was Daddy's strictest rule. So every morning before I went to school, I fed the chickens and I chopped wood too. Sometimes I felt that I couldn't go on. I wanted to leave, just run away from home. But I would remember what my daddy said, with tears in his eyes on his dying bed. He said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. a strong rain came and washed all the crops away. And at the age of 13, I thought I was carrying the weight of the whole world on my shoulders. And you know, mama knew what I was going through, 'cause every day I had to work the fields, 'cause that's the only way we got our meals. See, I was the oldest of the family, and everybody else depended on me. Every night I heard my mama pray, Lord, give him strength to make another day. Though years have passed and all the kids are grown, they just took mama to a brand new home. Lord knows, people, I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years, saying, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. The blood found me through, my son, it's all. Patches, I'm depending on you, son. I've tried to do my best. It's up to you to do the rest. I can still hear Papa when he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son. The world found the proof.
Monday night is 70s night on Red Kite Radio with Donald McFarlane.
Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love. Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love. Sonia said she's coming, but I don't believe a word she said, 'cause she ran away and left me one rainy day. She made me head in mind that her love would never die, and now I'm alone, so alone, so alone, yeah. Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love. Oh no. Money in my pocket, but I just can't get no love. The love I had in mind was very, very hard to find. Oh, it's hard for a man to live without a woman. And a woman needs a man to cling to. You'll see what love can do after making me feel blue. Ain't that a shame? Whoa, baby. Ain't that a shame? Yeah, yeah, yeah. To make me feel blue.
Indeed, Money in My Pocket from Dennis Brown. Been a few versions of that by him, so that was the right one. It got to number 14 in 1979, which is only hit in the 70s, but what a lovely tune. And likewise, the previous track was a one-hit wonder. Clarence Carter, he did slightly better, reaching number 2. And his Patches, and October 1970 from that one. So from one end of the decade, we went to the other. Now we're off for a quick break. After the break, got a track from Archie Bell and the Drills. Do you remember them?
Red Kite Radio.
Does your car need maintenance or repair? Dell Motor Services are a leading garage with fixed prices on many service or repair procedures. If you live in Red Kite Radio's broadcast area, we can collect or return your car for free. As someone once said, we are simply the best, better than all the rest. Dell Motor Services in Stock Lake. Call Aylesbury 429123. That's 429123. Or visit dellmotorservices.co.uk.
Are you looking for confidential advice relating to drugs or alcohol, either for yourself or a loved one? Drug and Alcohol Support Charity, With You, offers a free web chat service. Within seconds, you can get non-judgmental support from an expert. Visit wearewithyou.org.uk today. Whether you want to make small changes or find new ways of staying safe and healthy, we are with you.
Do you remember going out in eyeliner, leg warmers, suede boots, ruffled shirts? And that was just us guys. Well, the 1980s live again on your Red Kite Radio, every Wednesday from 7 till 9 p.m. 2 hours of classic 80s music and information about the tracks and the artists that made the 80s a decade we'll never forget. Wednesday night, 7 till 9 p.m. on your Red Kite Radio for the 80s Rewind with me, Simon Jobling.
For Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
Red Kite Radio.
Radio.
back to 1976 there with the OJs, and I Love Music got the unlucky 13 for them. Entered the charts in January 1976. It was their third hit. And then they decided to reissue it, where it got to number 36 in April 1978. Left us a few great hits, though. Used to Be My Girl, that's one of my favourites, got to number 12 in 78. Let's see if I can find that one in the collection. Before that, Archie Bell and the Drells. You don't hear them that often these days, do you? That was their debut hit and their biggest hit. Reached number 11, Here I Go Again, from 1978. Well, we're going to head off up towards the news at the top of the hour. Then we'll be back with the second hour of the 70s Rewind. Don't you go anywhere.
Still in the dress she used to wear, faded feathers in her hair. herself half blind. She lost her youth and she lost the Tony. Now she lost her mind at the Copacabana, the hottest spot north of Havana. At the Copacabana, music and fashion were always the fashion at the Copa. Don't fall in love, don't fall in love.
And the home of classic hits in Haddenham, Red Kite Radio.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain, they hear the jazz go down. Competition in other places. But the horns, they blowing that sound way on down south, way on down south, London town. You check out Guitar George, he knows all the chords. Mighty strictly rhythm, he doesn't want to make it cry or sing. This and an old guitar is all he can't afford. When he gets up under the lights to play his thing. And Harry doesn't mind if he doesn't make the scene. He's got a daytime. He's doing alright. He can play the honky tonk like anything. Saving it up Friday night with the Sultans, with the Sultans of Swing. Baggies in their platform soles. They don't give a damn about any trumpet playing band. It ain't what they call rock and roll. And the Sultans, yeah, the Sultans, they play Creole. right up to the microphone. Says it lasts just as the time bell rings. Good night, now it's time to go home. Then he makes it fast with one more thing. We are the Sultans. We are the Sultans of Swing.
FM on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.